All right, it's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank. This is one of the responsible segments of our show every week. It's a chance to talk about some money with Metairie Bank. And John LeBlanc is the CEO of Metairie Bank, and he joins us on WFUL. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good. It's hot. It's hot.
It is. I think our biggest challenge today is just to keep the air conditions running.
At all the branches at Metairie Bank, all the branches are air conditioned and it's all working, right?
Absolutely. Knock on wood, everything's working today, but you never know.
All right, John, listen, I was really happy to hear, you know, it's not often that, you know, we're really proud or I'm really proud of Louisiana legislation, but I was really proud that Louisiana became the 22nd state to guarantee personal finance courses for all high school students, a requirement for personal finance to be taught to high school students. You know, this is a great thing. What do you think they're going to teach some of these high school kids early in their lives?
Oh, well, look, this is a great piece of legislation. The Louisiana bankers have been encouraging this for several years, and now we've got this bill that was passed, and it's going to require that every student entering high school in 2024 at some time during their 4 years of high school has to take one year's worth of personal financial education. And the act actually listed some of the things that will be covered. It's not all inclusive, but some of those things are the different types of bank accounts, how to open and close a bank account and manage your bank account, basic principles of managing your money, which includes things like spending and how to use a credit card and managing your credit score and protecting your personal financial information, how to complete a loan application, what are federal and state income taxes and how do those things work. One of the things that I think is really interesting is it covers basic contracts. And, you know, most people don't even realize how many contracts they enter into in their life, but it can be as simple as when you buy a new cell phone. You know, I think everybody has a cell phone now, but probably when you bought that, you signed a contract. And this course will teach you, you know, what are some of the things to look for in a contract, whether it's when your payments are due, what happens if you stop making payments, that sort of thing. But really good basic life skills that I think everyone needs to have before they graduate from high school. Also things like basic contracts and leases. Hey, if you're going to graduate high school and you're moving out into the real world, you should know what a lease is and what it is that you're signing. There's a few other things in here, types of savings accounts, types of investments, and a few other things, but I'm really glad to see that this has been passed and it's going to be a graduation requirement, again, beginning with students that enter high school next year.
Yeah, it's basically teaching financial literacy, which is really brilliant. And it kind of, in some ways, it sort of parallels the mentality that years ago went into the concept of home ec. I don't think they do home ec anymore, but it was to kind of teach some basic things about life to students. And I guess mainly female students benefited from that because we lived in a different world back then. But financial literacy and just being able to understand some things about finances should be crucial to every high school student.
I agree. I think the home ec analogy is probably spot on. You know, these are just kind of basic life skills that, you know, as you graduate high school and you move on in your life, whether it's to get a job or continue your education, there's, you know, basic things that you need to have in order to be independent and to manage your finances. And we're really excited that this has been put in place.
You know, and the idea that they're offering this to high school students is a reminder that maybe all of us should pay a little more attention to our financial literacy or lack thereof, in my case.
Oh, absolutely. And there are websites out there, and you particularly if anyone wanted to go to MetairieBank.com. We have some information out there that will, you know, direct you to some courses that are out there for anyone to take, just some basic financial literacy skills. And again, we like to call them life skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So look, this is going to be a good thing. And I'm kind of proud of Louisiana for, well, other states have done it. We're not the first to do it, but I'm proud of Louisiana for picking up on something like this. That is certainly not, it's not an academic necessity, but it seems like it's a practical and logical requirement.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I thought it was brilliant that they included this basic contract element to this program, because I can't say enough how often during the course of our daily lives we enter into contracts, again, whether it's a lease or a cell phone or anything, whether you're buying a car or whatever it is. But just to know some of the basic terms and the obligations and to be taught that in school, I think, is invaluable. So I'm really glad we're doing that.
Yeah, I imagine they'll get to the point where maybe the kids can come home and teach their parents some stuff.
That would be fine. I learn stuff from my kids all the time.
But also, I want to remind everybody that, you know, if you bank with Metairie Bank, and you can go into Metairie Bank and they'll help you with your own finances, which is really a great service on the part of Metairie Bank.
Oh, absolutely. We pride ourselves on taking that time with each and every customer. We're glad to do it.
The lines are getting long at the tellers because somebody doesn't know how to balance their checkbook.
Well, we'll take care of that person and make sure everybody's well taken care of.
I know you will. All right, John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for joining us for SOTA Money Trends here with Metairie Bank on Wednesday on WWL.